You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Last week, I was at the Real Deal Broward Showcase. It was great. Broward Forum, I think they called it. It was an awesome event. We interviewed a couple of the real bedrocks of the Broward and Palm Beach condo scene. So, Wanda, why don't you roll the first interview?
At the Real Deal Broward event, we're here with Peggy Fusey of One World Properties. Peggy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. I've been waiting all day to interview you.
Busy lady.
Well, that's good. You should be busy here, but it's quiet now. They're getting ready to have the last event. So, Peggy, tell me a little bit about the projects you're working on right now.
So we work in some really exciting projects. Some of the projects that we work with them by Paramount Miami World Center, which is really changing the downtown of Miami.
Oh, 100%. Dan Codzi, high five to him.
Yes, I love Dan. Working with Dan, total visionary, really knows what he likes about his brand. And along with that, we work with the brand, of course, the Paramount Brown up in the Fort Lauderdale Beach project as well.
Sure. Another beautiful opportunity for people. The one in Miami is changing the face, and it's rising so quickly.
We're already on the 7th floor construction. Okay. And we're set to deliver first quarter of 19. So okay. We have a long way to go. I mean, it's 700 feet up in the air, you know. So
I love watching it. I take pictures of it. I just love watching the buildings as they go up. It really gets me going.
Yes.
Now, what are some of the special features about the Paramount Miami?
Well, the Miami World Center, we always market as having the most amenities in the world. I mean, you can basically go in there and do anything. You don't ever have to leave the building. I mean, you can play soccer, play tennis, you have a boxing ring, you have a gym, you have the biggest pool you can find, you can have bars up in the seventh, you know, in the last story, 700 feet up in the air, you have a Tai Chi platform that you can do your stretches, you have pools on the top.
Why am I not moving there?
You should buy one. We still have, I mean, we're 60% sold on the building. I mean, it's a huge project. You know, it's over $650 million in sales, and we're 60% sold there. And it's been really amazing. I think it's really, at the beginning, people were skeptical about what this was really going to become until they really understood the vision. And they really, I mean, people are cheering for that area of Miami, which is that donut hole of the center of the city where, you know, there's so much to do.
I got to just tell you, I used to park my car there for the Heat games. So just because of you, I got to take Uber to the Heat games now.
That's right. A lot of people say that. Oh, you took away our parking. Yes, but yes, that's us. And we're excited about that. And with that comes along, of course, you know, some of the luxuries that the Paramount brand represents, not only in the Miami project, but of course, also
ladies
in the Fort Lauderdale project.
The one in Miami.
In HMA, please make your way to the panel section.
Thank God that guy's not going to interrupt us again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last panel has begun. In atrium A, please make your way to the panel section. Thank you.
Oh, that means he's done.
It's done.
Okay. So, Peggy, tell me this then. The other thing about Paramount is it's got great transportation. It's got great linkages on the roads and also to the train. You can get to the train from there, too.
Yeah, you can walk to the train. And, of course, when you get your car, because you are in the proximity to 95, you're really in 95 in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I say, bang, I'm on a highway.
Yes, it's really phenomenal. I mean, compared to other areas in the city where the gridlock has been crazy, that's a really big factor for us.
I've sold a lot of the urban land, and for me, if you're not within one stoplight of the entrance to I-95, you're not going to love life for too much longer.
That's right. And I think that people are valuing a lot more that walkability factor. So that's what makes both Paramounts actually really special, because the Paramount Fort Lauderdale Beach also has that.
So let's do that. Let's use that as a pivot. Tell me a little bit more about Paramount Beach.
Yeah. So we're delivering Paramount Fort Lauderdale Beach at the end of this summer. So we're really excited. We have 7 units left. That's a big sellout of Scottsdale Fort Lauderdale. The most exciting for me is that it's the first building that's going to be delivered in 10 years in the city. So we were the first ones to come out the ground, and we're the first ones to deliver. And I think people are going to be really excited and surprised at the quality that, you know, Kotze and the development team has really put together in this project.
I'd love to do end loans in your building. You're getting close. We got to go. I got to come up there and see that and have a meeting with you. You know,
yeah.
I also put together the Publix in downtown Fort Lauderdale. So if anybody's going to be shopping there from your building, maybe they should thank somebody involved
That's
in this interview.
Right. That's right. That's right. I'm sure people are. And I think that, you know, the building, of course, the walkability factor from this building, how important it is. We really think about it. This was the only building on that corridor that was zoned completely residential. The rest of the buildings that are there, all of them have a hotel component. And the hotel component, what that means to the residents of Paramount is that one day you can have dinner at the oceanfront restaurant that Paramount's also going to have. And then you can, another day, you can go to the spa at the Four Seasons, lunch at the Ritz, you know, drinks at the W. And I mean, the lifestyle, which is what people look for coming from the Northeast or anywhere they're coming from. And this is it.
People had no idea what Fort Lauderdale could be, but it sounds to me like you and Dan are going to show them real fast.
Yes, I hope so. I mean, and you know, I think that working with that team has been amazing, but at the same time, you know, it's been phenomenal to also work with Coulter and launching 100 Las Olas in the middle of downtown. So I feel extremely privileged. You know, now I think about it, I'm like, you know, at the beginning, I remember coming out to launch 100 for a lot of Paramount Miami World Center. People were like, oh my God, in that area, that building, that's crazy. People weren't believing. Now we're 60% sold. So we proved them wrong there. When we came out to Paramount, when we first launched Paramount for a lot of beach, people were like, oh my God, you're crazy. Those prices are so high. Nobody's going to buy. Now we're 95% sold. And now launching again another product in Las Olas with the downtown market, same thing, and we're doing phenomenal there.
Listen, what I think is that everybody's going to want to live, work, and play so that they don't have to get on the highway. And if they do have to get on the highway, they want to be able to do it fast. So it sounds to me like all the developers you're working with had that down.
That's right. And I'm very lucky to be able to be part of all of those because it makes it really easy in our sales process. And really, they're all very similar what it has to offer. So
yeah, I'm very familiar with the stuff that's going on Las Olas. I've done a bunch of deals down there, commercial. I can't wait to work with you on some of the end loans to bring the professional type of touch that you, I'm sure, bring to the sales process.
Yes, no, we are excited. And, you know, we are really, really involved in making it happen in the city as far as creating the awareness of what Las Olas Boulevard really should be compared to, because the reality of what we sell compared to what it truly is today, it's not there to those standards yet.
Oh, no. I drove down Las Olas today. In fact, I got up to Fort Lauderdale a little early. I drove down Las Olas, and I saw a lot of the, you know, some of the traditional retailers, no one could see me make the quote signs, I'm making, are gone and closed, and you're seeing the evolution of Las Olas, and it's got such great bones.
Yeah.
And to have this type of resident there is going to be something that the retail people will be able to sell. It's sort of a cycle.
That's right. And I think that, look, I mean, the owners of the majority of Las Olas, they hired Michael Comras to come in. Great name to bring wonderful retail. But I think the city also has to play a little ball and say, hey, what do we need to do? Because, I mean, there's a lot of things that have to happen in that boulevard. They should invest some city dollars there to make it more of a walkable city.
You mean infrastructure?
Yes, total infrastructure. We need, we need bigger sidewalks. We need more shade. We need, you know, we need an easier, it's not, as it is Las Olas today, it's not what it should be.
There you go. And I think that they have the raw materials to do that because Las Olas is two lanes in both directions. So that means to me that they could squeeze it down to one, calm the traffic, and give you your outdoor dining al fresco. Is that the right
word?
That's
right. That's right. And pizzas people want, right? We live in South Florida. They come for the weather.
Yeah, well, listen, I want to thank you so much, Peggy. As you get closer to closing on some of these deals, I'd love to come up, work with you, do some business together, do some more radio. You're fabulous. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Well, you know, I should maybe shout out my husband. He's very patient to put up with me and all my long hours.
Yeah, well, I guess he's probably a pretty good guy. Listen, I want to thank you, Peggy Fusi. Thank you so much for coming with One World Properties. I'm looking forward to coming up and working with you on your deals.
All right, thank you very much.